Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
The 2016 election cycle may be over, but the fallout continues to echo through the halls of election departments across the United States. That's because allegations of fraud, mismanagement, and outright intimidation of voters continues to escalate with each passing election. There are groups like the ACLU that say that there is no problem, and that efforts to tighten voter ID laws and clean up voter files are nothing more than an organized attempt to disenfranchise minority voters. This despite the fact that in county after county across America, there are more people registered to vote than actually live in the county. In a recent article, former Ohio Secretary of State Ken Blackwell lamented the fact that voter rolls in some states contain voters who are now well over 200 years old. Add to that the fact that thousands and possibly millions of illegal immigrants have registered to vote, and you have a recipe for disaster. It's not just the integrity of the election process, but the long-term stability of the nation that hangs in the balance. Every illegal vote cast dilutes the vote of a legitimate voter, and that's the ultimate in voter disenfranchisement. One of the biggest offenders appears to be Broward County, Florida. They're currently in court in the first of what may be a long line of voter fraud cases. At issue is the fact that far more people are registered to vote in the county than actually live there. What's more is the fact that 13% of the county's 2 million residents hold foreign passports, and in the past 5 years, only 19 people were removed from the rolls for being non-citizens. That's less than 5 people per year out of a population of 260,000 foreign nationals. It doesn't take a degree in rocket science to know that something's wrong. And it's not just Broward County. The same thing's going on across the United States. In Montana, Secretary of State Corey Stapleton has cited voter irregularities in the May 2017 congressional elections. In an interview, he said that reports of fraud are too casually dismissed or glossed over by county election clerks. When pressed, he said we have a system that can be improved. The same thing can be said for nearly every county in the United States. That's why President Trump established the Presidential Advisory Commission on Election Integrity. Vice President Pence chairs the 13-member commission, whose members include secretaries of state from 5 states, as well as others involved in the election process. Their charter includes a study of the registration and voting processes used in federal elections, specifically those policies that enhance or undermine the people's confidence in the voting process, and also those vulnerabilities in voting systems and practices that could lead to improper registration or improper voting. In the United States, we earn the right to vote by virtue of our citizenship. Citizens of other nations should not be allowed to dilute the votes of legitimate voters. The same holds true for people who might vote in more than one state. It all comes under the heading of fraud, and fraud undermines our confidence in our election process, the leaders it produces, and ultimately in the laws that they pass. Secure elections are crucial to a representative republic, and we applaud President Trump for attempting to root out any fraud that might exist. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.